Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Let's do a little phone tap, shall we?
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Amy said, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, my husband keeps teaching our 9-year-old son Goofy and some inappropriate sayings and things. He thinks it's funny." So I'd like to set him up for a little phone tap. What do you say?
All right. So, yeah, Robert Hassenpepper needs to call our listener, Amy's husband, Brad, discuss that inappropriate thing his son has been teaching Robert's daughter. Robert Hassenpepper, not a real person, but welcome to your phone, Pat.
Hello.
Hi, is this Brad?
Yes. Who's this?
Hi, Brad. Robert Hassenpepper. My daughter goes to elementary.
Okay. Is she in Matt's class?
Why, yes, she is, and that is actually why I'm calling. I wanted to discuss something with you.
Okay, sure. What's up?
Well, my little Anna came home last week and told me that your son, Matt, had wished her a happy hump day.
Okay.
Yeah, right. A little uncomfortable.
Well, I mean, that's what you say to someone on Wednesday.
Well, I know that's also what a 20-something-year-old guy would say to a girl in his office that he wants to you-know-what.
Oh, gosh!
No, that's not what the saying's implying, really.
So do you say this at home, then?
I mean, I guess I must say it. You had to get it from somewhere. I mean, there's really nothing sexual about it.
Okay, well, I guess you and I have a different take on what that word means, then.
Okay, well, let me ask them. Okay, so what do you call the thing on the back of a camel?
A bump?
Oh, it's a hump. What?
Well, I'm getting offended here.
Okay, listen, so a hump is just another word for, like, a bump or a hill, and, you know, midweek, you're at the top of that metaphorical hill, and you're heading down, so it's just a saying, you know, happy hump day.
Sure, well, why don't we then start calling Mondays Missionary Monday, then?
This is getting a wee bit ridiculous.
More ridiculous than humping on Wednesdays?
Okay, listen, yeah, I'm really sorry that
Or Ta-Ta Tuesday, or Sexy Saturday.
What?
I'm sorry that you're a moron and everything, and maybe I'll tell my son to stop wishing people that if it'll make you feel better.
Well, he should start telling people to listen to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I thought that you sounded familiar. I listen to you guys all the time.
Oh, man. Well, Brad, Amy sent us an email that says you're always teaching your son inappropriate things, so I felt like this is fitting.
Mm, yeah, I know exactly why she sent the email.
Well, what was it?
Yeah, the other day I taught my son to pull his sunglasses down on his nose and to say what's happening hot stuff.
Oh,
and
my
he
gosh.
Didn't really care for that too much.
Ah, well, I guess she and Robert Hassenpepper got you, right?
I guess you did. I listen to you guys all the time, and I still didn't figure it out.
Thanks, Brad. What's
no,
happening hot stuff?
Oh, wow.
What's happening
How
hot stuff?
How you doing?
How you doing? Yeah, that's very Joey from Friends.
It is.
All right, there you go. That is your phone tap here on 99.7 DJX.